For American Family News, I'm Chris Woodward. We could learn today whether Tulsi Gabbard is the next Director of National Intelligence. President Trump nominated her for the position, but not all senators are on board. Gabbard is a veteran and former U.S. representative from Hawaii. She left the Democratic Party a few years ago and later endorsed Trump's 2024 campaign. The sister of Mark Fogel is sharing thoughts on her brother's return to the U.S. Mark was being held in Russia on drug smuggling charges, but the family says he was wrongfully detained and the drugs were in fact medicinal.
I'm so happy to have this massive boulder off my shoulders.
Yeah.
I feel so much better, and I'm just so incredibly grateful to the president.
Speaking last night at the White House, Mark Fogel said he felt like the luckiest man on earth.
I want you to know that I am not a hero in this at all. And President Trump is a hero. These men that came from the diplomatic service are heroes.
A special envoy said yesterday that another American could be released today. A radio host and former attorney for President Donald Trump says activist judges are not allowed to control the president's legitimate power. AFN's Chad Groening has more.
Trump administration officials are openly questioning the legality of left-wing unelected judges usurping the constitutional authority of President Trump by issuing court edicts blocking his executive orders from being carried out. They contend that judges aren't allowed to control the executive's legitimate power. Jenna Ellis is a constitutional attorney who hosts Jenna Ellis in the Morning on American Family Radio. She says this is all about judicial activism instead of judicial restraint.
And that is a constitutional principle, not just in the separation of powers, but with the limitations of powers that are specifically textually in the Constitution. The judicial branch cannot inform the executive or the legislative branch on policy. So this is a question of, can the executive branch under President Trump's authority undertake the actions that they're doing? And the answer unquestionably is yes.
So Ellis says the Trump administration needs to act on several fronts.
I think he should continue to appeal this, and hopefully these federal judges will be reversed on appeal. But he should also say unquestionably that this is an unconstitutional opinion, and he's going to continue being the head of the executive under the authority that the U.S. Constitution provides. Article 3 judges are still under the Constitution. They can't modify unilaterally the Constitution to bend to their policy initiative. That's called activism.
And Ellis says if Congress, if it exercises its authority properly, should impeach these judges for going outside of their jurisdiction. I'm Chad Groening.
The price of eggs continues to be a topic of conversation across the country. Bird flu is being blamed, and many grocery stores are getting to the point where customers may now be limited to how many eggs they can purchase. Here's Fox Business personality Cheryl Cassone.
Wholesale prices are blowing past the records right now for eggs. Wholesale. The average cost of a dozen eggs is $8. That is a wholesale level compared to $4.15 last December, $2.51 we saw back in December of 2023. The USDA is predicting egg prices are going to increase by more than 20% for 2025. You mentioned Costco, Kroger, Whole Foods. Whole Foods is saying right now that they're limiting it to 3 cartons. Costco and Kroger as well have said that they're limiting purchases. Sometimes in stores, depending on the store and the location and how much supply they have, they're saying you can buy 1 carton of eggs before you walk out the door.
And another big corporation has announced it's doing away with diversity, equity, and inclusion policies. Today's announcement includes Disney. Joe Concha had this to say on Fox and Friends First.
We are, 23 days into this administration, and the cultural shift, Carly, has been enormous, unprecedented for a new president to come in and change things so quickly just by his presence, his administration, his message throughout the campaign, having a direct result on these companies.
That's all our time for now. Find more news on AFN.net.